Well, it's this happening kind of sound, isn't it? This is a Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Phil Taylor, your host. In the remaining minutes, we just comment on we now have a new Liberal Party leader, Carney, interesting name, a banker. Canadians actually clearly want a Canadian government now. They want one that gives its head a shake and puts the smelling salts under its nose and wakes up to the responsibilities of actually being a country, and rather than sleeping under the shadow of Uncle Sam, who's now suddenly looking at us in a way that suggests he might be a predator. I'd like to point out that the most obvious thing to do if you're going to be a national leader, a leader of the state of Canada, that the first thing to do would be to act like one in the world. The first phone call should go to the Secretary General of the United Nations, another call to each of the members of the Security Council of the United Nations. The United States and Doug Ford and others want to have a fortress North America. What we require is a fortress United Nations, because that was what was the world body to keep us all peaceful with each other, was established as a result of the victory over Nazism and Japanese imperialism. They were collaborators, of course, their partners. And Mussolini was a member, then he quit, and then they caught him, and then he ended up unhappily. But United Nations was formed. It is the healthiest creation in world history in terms of the potential for resolving differences and to keeping everyone at peace. So the new prime minister should make a phone call to the members of the Security Council and should also send a message to the General Assembly that Canada intends to be a truly independent state and with no adversarial view of anyone, not presuming to interfere any longer in the affairs of other people on behalf of the United States, as was done in Libya and Haiti and all a number of other places. That would be the best thing, actually. Now, the other thing, there are players. There is a leader or a country, member of the United Nations, Ukraine. Prime Minister should call the president of Ukraine. But he should also, because Canada doesn't want to see a war, there is a fighting going on, but Canada surely realizes, the public does, I don't know if the leaders do, that we would like to see peaceful resolutions of all conflicts. We heard Professor Kiborsi on earlier. There has to be a strong assertion that we're not going to be party to violent takeovers of the kind that has happened in Syria, that we're going to be a responsible member of the United Nations and not aid and abet that. That means you have to talk to the major players. The choice Canada is currently involved with, that because of the tariffs and the cat and mouse game that President Trump is playing with tariffs, is to not be the obedient servant, but to say we better find other markets, and all countries would be wise to do that. But Canada, the new prime minister, I'm telling him how to run his business because that's what we do at the Taylor Report. A call should be made, and it should be friendly, respectful to the leader of the People's Republic of China, major power, and also, by the way, probably the most respected and leading voice of the developing countries of the world. If you read the New York Times and the Washington Post and the Toronto Star and the Globe and Mail, certainly all the British papers, they only think the world consists of them, particularly the Anglos, but the Western Europeans. And actually, when they talk about people being isolated or cooperating. They only mean themselves. They don't mean two-thirds and more of humanity and represented by the states of Africa and Asia, South America. And so I think the prime minister should call everybody, but he needs particularly to call the Chinese leadership, saying that we do not want any conflicts and we want to work with them to resolving matters, of particularly trade issues, which trade wars lead to real ones. I'll repeat that. Trade wars lead to real wars. And you better understand that. Don't live in darkness and believe that you can rough people up and deprive them of their livelihoods and such through trade and not end up with violence. So a call needs to be made. And also to prove that it's a real-life leader of a country should call or attempt to call the leader of Russia. This has nothing to do with ideology. This has to do with representing your country, a great power with submarines and nuclear weapons and long-range missiles. You need to communicate with, I wouldn't care if it was, they always call Genghis Khan a terrible person. I wouldn't know, but I mean, if it were Genghis Khan, you should call him and say, let's come to understanding of how we can work on our any problems we might have. But this game of isolating and demonizing other states has got to come to an end, and we need a leader in Canada who joins the activity rather than waiting for that phone call from Washington to be told what we will do. The phone calls from Washington, I think all Canadians are kind of tired of hearing about them and don't want to do it. Certainly, there shouldn't be any cooperation on any front unless it's a respectful understanding in which the best interests of the Canadian people are taken care of. So that would be what we should expect of a leader. They act like a leader. They don't ask Washington's permission to call the leader of Germany or the leader of Russia or the leader of, by the way, call the president of Venezuela. He is the president. Stop playing games. Get out of the Cold War mentality. Get away from this the NATO brain. I noticed that the NDP, the liberals, everybody else, they still have NATO brains. They're mad at Trump, but they talk NATO talk. And that is completely ignorant. NATO is now being ripped apart. And you better talk on your own behalf and stop thinking that NATO means anything. NATO seems to have a death wish. France is talking as though they're actually the France of a long time ago. They'll be chewed up. I'll remind everybody that the last time the French messed with the Russians, one of the great writers, Balzac, I think it was, said, my goodness, he saw camels on the streets of Paris because the Russian army was there sorting people out. So let's call on the prime minister. Act like a real prime minister and call the world leaders. Speak respectfully. By the way, if you get a call from the president of the United States, if he does not speak respectfully, hang up the phone. We just heard about a call between the president of Mexico and Trump, and the first point she made was it was a respectful call. She's not going to take any nonsense. We have to do the same. So that's what the choir says at this point in the drama. This is the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5. FM. We are on Spotify, bit.ly/Taylor-report. Hey, Steve Fruitman's coming up, and we'll see you next week.